This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Pressure. You got to rise above it. Mm-hmm. You got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness energy, block bad. Mm-hmm. Feel the flow, happy. Feel it. It's circular. It's like a carousel.
It is time for the whole show pressure cooker, Michael. We didn't do one yesterday. We had Miles McClarity in. Safety for the UNC Bears. We decided not to do one.
He was under pressure yesterday.
Why?
Well, he had to talk to you. You're a famous celebrity.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that. That's actually, you're pretty on point there. Where are you going?
I was about to say something that would make you mad.
Yeah. What?
Thing that I said off the air.
NBA defenses are in the pressure cooker.
Come on. Like, two teams scoring 40 points. In one quarter.
You also said that was a high school girls basketball game. I'm starting to think you don't watch any kind of basketball. Because a high school girls basketball game is not 43-41.
I know, but it's
not
like,
even the final score is 43-41.
Ridiculous.
I mean, maybe some scores are like that, but it's hard to do that. Hard to do it. Okay, Mike. I would say heavy favorites are in the pressure cooker tonight. In college hoops. Purdue is a 7.5 point favorite over Texas. And Arizona is an 8.5 point favorite over Arkansas. Houston is just a 2.5 point favorite, but I'm putting them in the pressure cooker, Michael, because if I'm going to survive somehow and beat Tanner in the bracket challenge, Houston and Arizona both need to win. So Kelvin Sampson, head coach for Houston. I love Kelvin Sampson, but you're in the whole show pressure cooker. How does that feel? Care to comment?
You're
not Kelvin
Sampson.
I thought you maybe would call him. Try to get him on the phone. Just try.
Want Tanner on the phone?
No, Kelvin Sampson. Can you get him on the phone as our next guest?
He's busy.
Too busy? You couldn't book him?
No.
But
we're not good enough friends.
He declined to comment on him being in the whole show pressure cooker.
I knew he was going to be in the pressure cooker. I called and he said, I'm busy.
I can't think about that right now.
The whole show's not important enough to me.
But he did at least pick up the phone.
It was a text.
Faye says, my personal pressure cooker is Arkansas. No one believes in us. Well, I want to root for you, Faith. I do, but I need Arizona to win. So I can't. Although I'm probably cooked in the bracket challenge anyway, so go Arkansas.
I have Arkansas losing tonight, but I do have, and yes, I know it's Arkansas, but
thank
I like
for clarifying.
Saying Arkansas because it bothers people. I do have Arkansas losing
why
tonight.
Why is Arkansas Arkansas and Kansas is not Kansas?
I don't know. It's very
Kansas?
Weird.
Why is Kansas should be Kansas instead of Kansas? If Arkansas is Arkansas, not Arkansas, that's weird.
I feel like the people, it was probably Arkansas, and then the Southerners were like, you know, well, screw you, we're Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly probably how it went.
Or maybe it was like kind of a Mason-Dixon type of thing where like there was so much cultural difference that Kansas became Kansas and then Arkansas slowly became Arkansas.
Didn't really want that.
Civil War.
Who's in the pressure cooker for you?
I mean, my entire bracket's in the pressure cooker. I need to beat Tanner, too.
Tanner, too?
I don't know if it can happen. I haven't looked up Tanner's score. I would be okay if Arizona lost, because I do have them losing the second round, but I have them losing to Purdue.
I'm in 45th place. Yikes. That's not good, right? Where's Tanner on this?
I think I'm on page six of the bracket. Page five or six of eight. And that counts like max points. I think max points
Oh, Brady's going to lose. That's Tanner's name. He had Florida, so the Iowa-Nebraska game doesn't matter to him. He has Houston, so we're on the same side. He has Arizona, so we're on the same side. And he has Purdue, I think, winning the whole thing. So we want Texas to win tonight, Mike.
I have Purdue as my – I have Purdue going to the championship with Dookie, and then I have Dookie winning.
Dookie Hauser?
Yeah, I have an illogical score, like 75-75. I have, like, the final score is 150 points.
You have the final score being 75-75?
No, like, the average is 75 points. Oh. They add up to 150.
Okay, I thought you were saying you predicted the final score to be 75-75.
I predict it to be a tie.
Yeah.
It will be a shared national championship.
They just decide to end it.
Yes.
They just decide to end it. They do like six overtimes, and they're like, you know what? People want to go home.
You both win.
You both win. You both had fun. So let's just go with that. Faith says, great debate on the Arkansas thing. Yeah. The English language is odd, Michael. It should be. I'm going to start saying Arkansas and I'm going to start saying Kansas. The Kansas City Chiefs. That's what I'm going to start saying from now on.
I've been learning a lot about the English language lately.
Good for you.
We are just, it's weird because the English have conquered so many people that we've just accumulated so much from different languages that's why English doesn't make any sense. Because so many of our words come from other languages. So, like, it doesn't matter that we have rules. The rules don't matter because this word came from France and this word came from China or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I fell asleep. I just kind of, like, zoned out there with whatever it was you were doing. You going to be watching some hoops tonight, Mike? Are you watching the Colorado Avalanche going up against the Connor Hellebuck's?
I will be watching the Avs.
You're not going to watch any college basketball? You can watch the Avs later. You know,
like
they play again.
I like hockey better.
But this is March Madness. Have you watched any of these college basketball games? Or are you listening to them? Because we'll have them.
I've been doing more listening.
Eastside Chris, sounds like a gala issue. See NoCo morning. NoCo morning. Good morning, NoCo. NoCo morning with Brian. It's a great show.
We did establish that gala is more
is
correct.
The correct one. That's the first one. It's gala.
Then gala, then gala.
Then gala. I kind of like gala, to be honest with you. Kind of like
it. Is it Gollum?
No, I just like it.
My precious.
No, stop. Stop. Why are you... Why? Why must you? Why must you? You need to start mustn't. Mustn't you.
I have to find, like, where I am in the max points. I can't figure it out. Where am I in the max points?
Show me. Turn your monitor around. Look, let me look.
Well, I'm at 150, but I want to know where in the entire... I know I'm...
What
I
is your
know
name?
What page I'm on.
What,
I'm
what is
159
your name?
ranked, but that's like rank currently.
You're 159th? What page are you on?
Yeah, I want to know what page I'm on, like, for max points, because I know there are a lot of people that can get, like, in the 1700s. I can only get 1540.
Where are you ranked?
159th.
I can't find 159th.
I think that's currently like 159th is page 5.
I don't see it. All I have is a bunch of people tied at 155. Are you on the right bracket?
I'm on the only bracket I entered.
There's no
165.
It's either 159 or 165. Those are pretty close. What is your name?
My best guess.
Oh, you're my best guess. Oh, you had Florida, too.
I think I'm page 6.
Yeah, I want Purdue to lose, because you would lose as well, and you and Tanner. Because you have Purdue in the championship, so I would like for you to lose.
It doesn't matter what happens, as long as Tanner is below me.
Yeah, well, you guys might have, you kind of sync up on a few of these. Nothing, it doesn't matter to Tennessee and Iowa State for you either, because you don't have it. You had Virginia, I believe. So,
you should watch. I probably picked wrong. All right, I did no research.
That's a shocker to me that you didn't do any research. Texas and Purdue play at 5:10. We won't have that game tonight because we have high school baseball.
That is true.
On.
And high school baseball will probably go up to about 6 o'clock.
It's University and Elizabeth.
Elizabeth,
okay.
Yeah, hopefully University beats Elizabeth.
Well, there was, we had a different game schedule, but they moved it to like 6:30 or whatever, so we just decided.
Because they have lights.
Yeah. Well,
Res Christian now has lights.
I tell you, listen to the guys, Kyle Johnson and Bruce Dick, do baseball. I mean, basketball, they were so good. And Jerry Schimmel filled in on a few of those games, too. They were phenomenal. That was a great broadcast. Either way, whether it was Jerry or Kyle, either way, we have some of the best. I put us against anybody on our high school broadcast. They're the best in the state.
The guy pressing the buttons was amazing.
Yeah, I heard he was all right. He was probably eating a donut during the game.
Peanut butter and cheese quesadilla.
Iowa and Nebraska tip off at 5:30 on TBS or True TV. Then Arkansas and Arizona at 7:45 on CBS. Illinois and Houston at 8:05 on TBS. That's the night game. Houston's only a 2.5-point favorite in that one. I'll be sweating some bullets because I really need Houston to win. Gonna need to have that happen, Michael. Where is my bracket? Not that anyone really cares. I have Duke. Oh, gosh. I made a big mistake. I thought Texas Tech would overcome the big injury they had. That was a mistake.
I did not think they would.
Well, conventional wisdom would tell you no, but I have been burnt by that so much in the past where I'm like, oh, their best player's out? I'm not picking them to do anything.
Remember that year you picked a 3 to win the whole thing and they lost in the first round?
Wasn't it Baylor?
You were like all into that one guy and they lost.
Who was that guy?
I can't remember. This was like 10 years ago.
He ended up playing in the NFL.
Maybe that's why they lost. He was focusing
Rico
on football.
Gathers. Rico Gathers was his name. And see, that's what I'm talking about. Like
Rico was his name.
I get attached to players when I watch college sports. For the most part, college sports, I do that. And I just, I get attached to a certain player. And it also is bad for me when I watch a lot of regular season basketball. Because, you know, you watch the games that are made available to you. This was, you know, I didn't always have all the apps. So the way I would watch, I'd just watch whatever the games were. And Baylor was obviously on a lot of the networks at the time. And so I got to watch a lot of Baylor basketball, and I got to, like, fall in love with this Rico Gathers dude. So then when I'm going to make my picks, I'm like, yeah, I'm all in on Baylor. And they lost in the first round. That's why it almost hurts you to watch regular season basketball, Mike. It almost hurts you to do that if you watch a ton of it. It's almost, you're almost better off just going in with zero information.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same as that, you know, you invite your friend into the pool to add numbers and your friend knows nothing about basketball or sports in general. It's like, well, I like cougars. They're kind of a cool animal. But pirates? I don't like pirates, so I think the cougars are going to beat the pirates.
That is exactly how you filled out your bracket. You know that, right?
No, it was like, well, I think Duke is a better team. And like, oh, you know what? I feel like this 12 is going to beat this 5. I just feel like this 12 is going to. It was all ridiculous guessing.
Yeah.
No science behind it.
That's how I typically do it. I usually just do it fast. Now, I did make a few edits. I had Texas Tech not doing anything. And then I went again. I went, you know what? They're going to overcome Toppin being out.
They will overcome.
That was where my brain went. And then I went and switched it. And I wish I wouldn't have. I almost went and picked Texas to do some damage. But almost doesn't count, Mike. And I might lose the bracket because of almost. Or the challenge, at least. Well, I'm definitely almost, not going to win the challenge.
Almost does not put the cookies in your stomach.
No, so I basically need chaos tonight, then. I need Texas to win. Because I think if Texas wins, that's going to throw a lot of people off in this challenge.
Tejas. Will not throw. That will hurt me significantly.
That's what I'm rooting for. is just absolute chaos at this point.
So you're rooting against me is what you're saying.
I'm rooting against you, and I'm rooting against Tanner.
It's so rude.
I want to keep beating him. My record's 1-0 against him in official challenges. This counts as another official challenge.
I just want to beat somebody here. I don't want to come in last place here.
I really hope that you do. Yeah, that would be nice. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. You got to watch some. Watch a little bit of it. Watch the night game. Watch Illinois and Houston. Watch
maybe,
that game.
Maybe after the Avs. What time do the Avs play?
The Avalanche play at 6 o'clock tonight. So that would be perfect because you could watch the Avs. They'll be, what is it, 2.5 hours or so? Avs?
Yeah.
Be done by 8:30? Yeah. You could watch the second half of the Illinois-Houston game. Yeah, I'm excited. I you know, Faith had texted in earlier. I was kind of basketballed out. I was too, because when you just go, because this time last week, obviously I'm still signing autographs at this point. This time last week at Big City Roadhouse after my big win, but it was so much fun. The first 2 days of the challenge of March Madness are the absolute best. The first 2 days, and then everything else is kind of. Everything else kind of takes a little bit of a backseat, but I'm ready to get back into it tonight. Yeah. Let's hunker down.
Part of the reason why the first 2 days is like the best, everybody starts at zero. You have the possibility of getting everything right, which is like it's one in like seven quintuplin or whatever, some ridiculous number that you will get a bracket right. And so you always hope. And if you get, like, through, the first few hours, like, your hope, you're like, oh, yeah. Like, hardly anybody. I think a few years ago, there were just, like, 12 people on ESPN who got through the first day unscathed.
Can you believe there's never been a perfect bracket?
I can believe that.
There's never been one. There's never been a verified perfect bracket in the history of the men's NCAA March Madness tournament. That I figured at some point we'd have one. I wonder what the closest was. The closest record being 49 consecutive correct games in 2019. So 49, you got 49 right, and then they lost on that 50th game.
And what's the over-under on games this person watched?
I would be curious to know who that person was and how they filled out their bracket. If they were a guru or if they were like a random.
Nancy, Todd's wife.
Yeah.
She's not into sports, raises 7 kids. She's an awesome mom, has not turned on the TV in a long time because she's busy.
Man, 49 though. Oh, here it is. I got the person. Greg Nigel? N-I-G-L? Nigel? Greg Nigel?
Sounds British.
Correctly picked the first 49 games with his streak ending in the Sweet 16. So you're like riding high. You got through the first 2 rounds with no loss, and you got 16. You're down to 16 teams.
Do you think ESPN contacted him and said, what was your philosophy?
Oh, I bet. The previous record before that was 39 consecutive games.
Nice. See, I want to be so good at this with my guessing that I want ESPN to call me. And I want to be live on ESPN so I can wear some cool sunglasses and pretend to be cool.
No.
And then just let everybody know how little work I did on this.
That would just make people mad. The women's tournament in 2025, just last year, an ESPN user. Did you say Lisa? Did you say that?
I don't know.
I think you said Lisa.
Butt.
Or you just said Todd's wife or something. Lisa achieved the longest streak ever for a women's bracket challenge, going 57-0 before missing a game in the Elite Eight.
You go, girl.
Yeah. How about this one? This year, an 8th grader named Otto Shellhammer, awesome name, Otto Shellhammer was the last remaining perfect bracket in the women's tournament, having correctly picked 48 consecutive games. This is fascinating. This is fascinating. The odds of picking a perfect bracket are roughly 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Did I get the quintillion right?
You got the quintillion right.
I
Look
said
at you.
7 quintillion.
Assuming you know nothing about basketball and simply flip a coin for every game, that would be the odds. Perfect brackets typically bust within the first two rounds, frequently ruined by lower seed upsets, such as when a 16 seed like FDU defeated Purdue in 2023. I AI'd this. Someone may have completed a perfect unofficial paper bracket. The NCAA relies on major online platforms. So ESPN, CBS, all of those major outlets. So if you did ever create one, and you just wrote it down, it won't be acknowledged. You have to do it through, which I get that. That's pretty fascinating, man.
Yeah, but like if anyone here did it, we'd all brag about it. It doesn't matter who did it. We'd all brag about it and sing your praises, even if you guessed or not. Like you would be praised for years for your guesses.
I've never come close to surviving the first two rounds.
No, usually I'm on the bottom half of it. There was one, and we had a small pool, and it was like 15 years ago where I came in second. And the only reason why I came in second was, I think, Syracuse lost to Louisville.
Louisville. You have to say it like that. Louisville. You have to get it right, Michael.
I like to call it Louisville because we've got a Louisville in Colorado.
Wow, that's crazy. The longest... this is cool. This is the bracket. I just found the dude's bracket. The one in 2019? No, what year did I say?
That's 2019.
Yeah. A neuropsychologist from Columbus, Ohio.
Nerd.
This is that Nigel guy, Greg Nigel. He's a neuropsychologist from Columbus, Ohio. Became the first verified bracket to ever pick through to the Sweet 16 correctly.
Did he measure people's
wild.
Heads?
I don't know. Maybe he looked at the mental aspect of the game. Maybe he really dove into that. Potentially.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Those neuro people.
This is from the NCAA's website. We've closely tracked about 20 to 25 million online brackets per year in major games since 2016 using public leaderboards in combination with direct reporting and information gathering with those games. Prior to 2016, we relied on those games reports as well as online archives to get the best information. Until Nigel, we could find no verified bracket. I'm trying to see where he lost here. He had it all the way to the Sweet 16, though. Up to Duke, Michigan State. Doesn't show. Who did he have winning at that? He had Gonzaga winning it that year. How cool is that? They actually give us the breakdown. That is awesome to see that bracket.
Well, next year, Brady, I say we all fill out paper brackets.
He predicted Liberty. I got to zoom in. He predicted Liberty to beat Virginia Tech.
Liberty.
No. He predicted Liberty to beat Mississippi State. Some of these other crazy ones he got. Wow. Got Minnesota in there. I'm trying to look at some of the big upsets. Yeah, he had Florida beating Michigan.
Did he read any of the scans that his patients got, or did he just focus on this?
I don't. Probably a lot of people suffered.
Yeah, probably missed a lot of, like, there's a lesion on your brain.
Yeah.
You should take medication
for
this.
Yeah, probably not one you want to go to if he's that dialed in on college basketball. 29 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break here. You're listening to The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. We'll be right back.
Fame Preps Talk. Listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I don't know if this story helps me or hurts my brain a little bit, Michael. J.K. Dobbins told NFL Network on Tuesday that he could have played in the AFC Championship game. He said, I was so close to coming back from it, right? I could have. I believe I could have played in that AFC Championship game. I practiced well. I had all my numbers. I was hitting all my numbers. I felt great. And the thing about having a great organization is that they looked out for me and they wanted to make sure I was good. Yeah. How does that make you feel? Like, he's hitting all of his numbers. He said, yeah, it looked like I was actually going to play. And then the organization came in and said, ooh, we're not going to risk it. Could that have been the difference? Could the Broncos have won that game?
I think that could have been a difference.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to hear that. I don't know that I want to hear that.
I want to know what the doctor had to say. I mean, the doctor could have said, I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it. It's a 60-40 thing, and the 60, it does make me feel comfortable enough.
We all know that most of the time players are going to say, I'm good to go, especially in a game like that. So I'm not going to hold it like against the organization, but Mike, what sucks about this whole thing, and then when you get a story like that, I mean, assuming the Broncos don't win a Super Bowl here pretty soon, we're going to always remember that year of like the biggest missed opportunity for the Broncos ever. I mean, every other game, you look at, oh, well, they missed opportunity against the Ravens. Well, they still lost. Still had a safety playing out of position and lost the game. But in this one, it's like, man, if Bo Nix is healthy, if you don't have the backwards pass thing happening, if Stidham doesn't throw that, if it doesn't start blizzarding in the second half of the game,
Can't blame the blizzard, though.
No, you can't. And we all had the weather forecast. Apparently, Sean Payton didn't. But we all knew it was getting ready to get crazy.
Sean Payton's like, no, I don't see them chemtrailing out there.
I don't see any clouds right now, so it's definitely not going to do anything. Well, they're not always just there. They move in. Now you get this, and you hear J.K. Dobbins say, yeah, I felt like I could have played. But he's also doing the right thing by saying, you know, we have a great organization to look out for me. That one's, and I know basketball is a different sport, obviously, but then you look at like the Nuggets last year, and none of those dudes should have been playing. You know, Porter should not have been playing. Gordon should not have been playing. Russell Westbrook should not have been playing. I don't know if that story helps my brain, helps the healing process, or if it just makes it 10 times worse. Because that's going to go down as one of the biggest. Like, we all thought the Broncos would win the Super Bowl. You know, the team that lost to the Ravens, they would have went on to win the Super Bowl. That feels like, but it wasn't really a missed opportunity because everybody played in it. And it wasn't like one key player was missing where it cost you the game. This one was, if you have J.K. Dobbins, who I still maintain before he got hurt, he was the best player on this offense, you might win the game if you have him there. You might run the ball with him and pick up that fourth down.
Yeah, I think you would win. I'm not arguing with you there. I would feel worse if it was Sean Payton going,
he could have played.
No, we're not going to keep you in. If it's the doctor, yeah. I understand. If it's Sean Payton, I'm not so much. It's a medical thing. It has to be a doctor/player decision.
Mm. How much do you think Sean was like, come on, let's just get him over that hump?
Probably not too much. It's like, come on, I'm not going to run the ball.
That's true.
We're kidding. I'm not running the ball anyway.
Do we really need a guy that we're not going to utilize? I don't use a dagger. I only use swords.
We got Jared Stidham. We don't need to run the ball. Like, that's probably how that went down. He is excited about Davis Webb being the play caller, though. He said he told NFL Network, I think it's going to impact me big time. I think Webb is a fantastic play caller. So is Sean Payton. So with the help of Sean Payton with Davis Webb, I think it's going to be an even better year than last year. I think we're going to do some things that people aren't expecting.
Run the ball!
Yeah, mate, that could be it. That could be the big one there. And then obviously bringing in Jaylen Waddle. And then it's going to be go time. Eastside Chris. I heard that J.K. Dobbins interview. I wonder if, had Bo played, would he have been in the lineup? Sounds to me, Sean thought our second team could beat New England. Do you think Sean Payton was a little overconfident in that game? Yeah. I don't even need to say in that game. Do you think Sean Payton's a little overconfident?
I think our second team could have beat their first team if it wasn't for that one play. If it wasn't for that one play, Broncos win.
It's hard to argue.
Look, that one play, he's never going to live that down.
He's never
going to
live it down, but
what?
Wasn't it McLaughlin? It was a screen play, and McLaughlin did not get out from under, you know, he didn't get out from underneath the defenders. So Stidham had no one to throw to, so he just kept backing up. And then by the time he was too far back, he's like, crap, I can't take this sack. And then mentally, you just lost your mind.
Yeah, he panicked too much. It happens. Shouldn't happen in the NFL, but it just did. And I'm not gonna give him too much crap for it. I'm not. And this isn't me with my orange colored glasses. It's
not gonna give who too much crap for it? Stidham?
Stidham. Yeah. I'm not gonna give Stidham too much crap for it. Okay, maybe it is a little bit of the orange, but like, it's in the past. It happened. You have a big fat guy who's about to jump on top of you.
That is the worst play.
I would do a lot worse.
What's worse, that or the Raheem Moore?
Raheem Moore.
Really?
I feel like Raheem Moore, like, that's basic, common sense. Like, quarterback, I've seen more quarterbacks do something stupid like that than I have safeties do something stupid.
Well, and again, when he didn't have anybody to throw to, the design was to Jaleel McLaughlin. And then when you saw that he was bunched up, he wasn't getting out of there, your mind goes to, I can't get sacked here. Because on a screenplay, the quarterback's backing up, and then pops it over the top, and you hit your running back on that play.
I've seen quarterbacks in the NFL and in college throw interceptions on screen passes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, weird and stuff not happens on screen passes sometimes if you have a great defense.
And it's not a lot of times on the quarterback, because in those plays you have one option. The option is to get it to your running back, or you dirt it, you throw it to the ground. 42 minutes after the hour, Mike. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Great tune. Big one tonight for the Avalanche. Well, big one. They're going up against Winnipeg, Mike. Don't mess with the over in this game. Connor Hellebuck is going to be trouble. You like the Avs tonight, though?
Yes, I do.
I do, too.
Even though I'm not wearing my Avs shirt.
It's going to be 1-0. 1-0 in overtime. Avs win in overtime.
Avs aren't very good in the overtime.
They're going to get it done tonight.
Say Avs win in overtime on a power play.
2-0 in overtime.
Avs win in overtime power play.
Okay.
I'll go with you on this.
Well, no. They're going to have a power play in overtime?
Yes.
They're going to have a power play at the end of regulation, and it's going to carry over to overtime. That's what I feel like is going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. That is a prediction, Mike. We're going in on this. Avs win 1-0. On a power play in overtime against the Winnipeg Connor Hellebucks. Yeah, we're good with that. I feel very confident.
And if not, then I hate Canada.
Yeah. 48 minutes after the hour, what do we learn? Coming up next, keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
What is the Dirty 30?
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair.
The boys aren't shaving until the Rockies win 30. Hear Rockies games and talk on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn on this Thursday? Here on the whole show, Michael. We learned that, hey, for as much complaining as we want to do about back-to-backs for the Nuggets, they're 11-6 in the in game two of back-to-backs this season. Is that right? 11-6? No, that's not. It's dating back to, to start the season. So 11-6, not bad. Michael, what'd you learn today?
I learned Gary Payton had 17 years in the NBA. Learned that J.K. Dobbins might have been able to play for the Broncos in the AFC Championship. That would have turned the tides. And I also learned, boy, people have gone farther in their brackets undefeated than I thought they would have.
Surviving the first two rounds.
Congratulations to them. No one's gotten past the Sweet 16.
To get so close.
Officially.
Yeah, officially, that we know of.
We don't know about paper ballots.
Pre-game today with Kyle Johnson, Bruce Dick. We got high school baseball, University, and Elizabeth going at it. 4 o'clock pregame or 3:30 pregame?
I believe 3:30.
3:30 pregame, the A1 Organics game of the week. Looking forward to high school baseball back on 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. That'll do it for us, Michael. We'll be back at it on a Friday. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.